This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, somebody wrote in and wants to know if they're the jerk for not telling their parents they got kicked out. Hold on.
Wait.
Here, they're old enough to drive. I know this much. I don't know the age.
Wouldn't they be the ones kicking you out?
No, because they were at their grandmother's house. Good question.
Oh.
This is what they wrote, like a true teen. So it's got to be somebody, I'm assuming, 16 to 19 age range.
Copy.
They said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for not telling my parents I got kicked out? They said, okay, so last week I went and visited my grandmother at her house in Oklahoma. I was upstairs talking to one of my friends I have at grandma's house, and he didn't believe I could jump high enough to touch the ceiling, which is 9 feet tall. So I tried, but I couldn't touch it the first time. I love how this is written.
You can't dunk, got it.
It says, I tried a couple more times, but still couldn't get it. But I knew I was getting close. My friend said he knew I couldn't do it, and that just made me really want to do it more. So I kept jumping.
Gotta run to start now.
Eventually, Grandma came upstairs to tell me to stop jumping because it was too loud. Relatable. And then this person says, I understood this and said I would try and keep it down with hitting the floor because I have the ability to dampen the sound of myself impacting the floor. And she said, okay.
Soften your knees. That's all. I get what he's doing. Mm-hmm. I know exactly where he's at.
She goes back downstairs. I start jumping quietly. And then I hear the sound of the door to get to me where my friend and I were hanging out. And I just assumed one of my siblings was coming upstairs. But boy, was I wrong.
Oh, was it Nana again?
Yep. Grandma comes storming up the stairs, absolutely livid. She then begins berating me about how I'm so loud and how dare I disrespect her in her own home.
Yep.
I say that she said it was okay to jump because I said I would make it quieter, and she said she didn't care. And here's where I might have been the jerk. Now we're getting somewhere.
Okay,
it wasn't the jumping.
It wasn't the jumping?
She goes downstairs and I jump as hard as I possibly can.
Competitious. Okay.
Come on.
Oh, Baba.
She kicks me and my friend out of her house and tells both of us to go home. I then get in my car and drive the 12 hours it takes to get me home.
Oh, I forgot he was in Oklahoma.
That's why I said it's somebody old enough to drive from Oklahoma. So maybe 19-ish, maybe.
Hey, but you got kicked out of grandma's.
Yep. I get home, and right around now is when my mom calls to ask why I'm getting home early without telling them. And I say, Grandma kicked me out. They are livid with me for getting myself kicked out of my grandma's house and then driving home without saying a word to them. And I say, I didn't know I had to. Now I'm at home thinking, and I can't help but feel kind of like a jerk. Am I the jerk? So we get why he or she, I don't even know if it's a guy or a girl.
I'm assuming that, this is young man energy.
Okay, fine. So his name is Jumpin' Jack.
Jumpin' Jack is so good. Okay.
Jumpin' Jack jumps and jumps until Grandma kicks him out of the house in Oklahoma. He drives all the way home and doesn't even tell his parents he's headed home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an age where they would at least want to know. And I would want to know if my kid was getting in the car for 12 hours. Why would you not tell me?
And even if the kid sure is like 19, 20-ish, mm-hmm. say whatever, right? I'd like to know what's going on. And if you're on a 12-hour trek, a lot of things can happen. Mm-hmm. And I know the saying goes, most accidents happen closest to home or whatever. Mm-hmm. But when you're furthest from home is when a lot more can go wrong too, dog.
Shoot. Is Jumpin' Jack the jerk?
Shoot.
Is Jumpin' Jack the jerk For not telling his parents, he got kicked out and drove 12 hours back to Milwaukee.
We don't know how old Jumpin' Jack actually is.
No, right? But he was old enough to be at grandma's house during the week, or maybe it wasn't the week, maybe it was, we don't know, for 12 hours.
Doesn't go to school, though, clearly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, gotta be old enough
let's
to
say like 19-ish.
Let's ballpark they at least are 18, grown enough.
But still
enough,
under mom and dad's roof.
Right.
So still owes them some awareness of what he's doing.
Could be in his early 20s. Mm-hmm. But I really highly doubt that, to be completely honest with you, with this kind of energy.
Well, the way it's written, it's not a 30-year-old.
It's not a 30-year-old, and it ain't somebody that's had a career.
But it's not a 12-year-old either.
That part. Whew. Man, hear me out. At what point do you become an actual adult, right? Because he was over there goofballing with a friend.
Right.
At grandma's house. Mm-hmm. This is child energy. Mm-hmm. You're still technically under somebody else's domain, mm-hmm. rule, and regulation.
We know he's a jerk for jumping on the ceiling. That's right. Not even a question.
No, what we're asking is he the jerk for not telling his parents that he was coming home? Mm-hmm. Basically, that's
essentially
what it comes
to. Essentially, just driving 12 hours.
Yeah, drove 12
that's
hours.
That's a lot.
Didn't say he had gotten kicked out of grandma's house until he was basically walking in the house like, hey, y'all.
Oh, listen to this. Sarah in Kenosha said, major jerk. My grandma would have done worse than just kick me out. Should have told his parents, too. All around jerk behavior.
Maybe he was worried about the repercussions. I think he was just worried about getting home. But it's a 12-hour drive. I'm surprised he even did it. That was petty to do itself.
How much energy you have when you're 19?
Sure, but driving 12 hours. Hours straight, bro. Okay, good.
Mimi in Milwaukee said, definitely a jerk. Very disrespectful. Pretty big audacity for such a childish young adult.
Yeah. And then to drive home after that,
and
man.
And then not tell your parents, and your mom calls and she goes, what do you mean you're back in Milwaukee? How did you even get home?
But you're an adult. You're an adult. You went to visit family alone. You come home alone.
You are an adult.
If he had decided to just up and leave and didn't feel good and wanted to drive home, should he have still communicated with his mom and dad? Mm-hmm. Or could he have just made the drive and then got home and been like, hey, sorry, I just didn't feel good. Came home. I'm going to lay down.
I don't know. Ashley in Milwaukee said, what about his siblings? How are they getting home? We don't know and we don't care.
Forget them siblings.
Forget them kids. We're not worried about them right now. We don't know. This is all I have is the submission they sent
in. This is about Jumpin' Jack, okay?
Jumpin' Jack.
This
all
is
right.
about Jumpin' Jack.
414-533-1037. Is he the jerk for not telling his parents he got kicked out of grandma's house and then driving all the way home?
12 hours.
I love it out at the end. He's like, no, I'm kind of thinking.
Was I the jerk? What do y'all think?
And I agree. What did grandma didn't call anybody? Because
nobody,
they're an adult.
But
nobody's called, communicating.
Nobody called nobody. Why is it on the child, quote unquote, when this child is an adult?
Fair enough. All right, you know what? Fair enough. All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, just a jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Jumpin' Jack, we call him. He wrote in and wants to know if he's a jerk for not telling his parents he got kicked out of grandma's house. He then drove 12 hours from Oklahoma back to Milwaukee.
And
after
I checked.
He got kicked out.
I checked. He did go to Oklahoma. It's a 12-hour drive.
Hours?
It's 12 hours.
Oh, my gosh. And we don't know the exact age. We're assuming 19-ish.
Old enough to just go visit grandma for a weekend or whatever, bruh. For 12 hours? Bruh.
All right, let's go to Jamila in Johnson Creek this morning. Hey, Jamila. How the morning. Outlet's doing?
What's the deal's like?
How are you guys?
Good. We're happy
good.
To hear from you.
And I'll be there soon because the kids will need new pairs of Crocs. They always make me go to the Crocs.
Absolutely.
Croc oh, Lord.
All right. Anyway, where was I? Okay, Jamila, jerk or not the jerk?
I say not the jerk. We've all been 19 or 18 or however old this person is. And we do immature things. So I'm not excusing the situation, but I myself had a situation like this. Not similar. I should clarify that. My husband and I, when we were dating, we decided to take a little break. And I was 20, and I drove from Wisconsin all the way to Miami. Now, that's 24 hours.
Wow, yeah. That's for real. That's a drive.
That's
And
far.
You didn't tell anybody?
No, I didn't tell my parents. I showed up, and they kind of were like, hello, hi.
Who are you, and what are you doing here? Why do you look like our daughter?
Yeah, for real.
But, I mean, eventually the truth comes out. But sometimes, you know, you're 19, you're like, the hand, you know, the world is in my hands, and I can do whatever I want. It's just, it's the mental state of a 19-year-old.
And the immaturity
Selfish.
Might drive you to not say anything because you're like, well, I don't want to be treated like a child because I got kicked out of grandma's
house.
You're
not thinking about anybody.
Exactly.
Or you're subconsciously not telling your parents because you know they're going to snap.
That part. That's why I'm like, you don't want to be treated like a child.
Let's see. Yes, and if your parents are Latino or Latina, I mean, you know that, hey.
You're getting that chancla whipped your way.
Shoot to the head. All right, good to know. Jamila, you said not the jerk, because she would have done and did.
She's been there, similar.
The same thing.
Not the same, but similar.
All right, fine. Thank you for calling.
Respect it.
Bye. Love you guys.
We love you back.
All right, let's go to Roger, our boy in Milwaukee, and see what he thinks. Hi, Roger.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Allie Deasy, Milwaukee, stand up. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R. If you know now, you know.
Hey, wepa. Good morning.
All right, Roger, what do you think? Is Jumpin' Jack the jerk for not telling his parents he got kicked out and driving home?
It's two jerks in this position. The kid is a jerk, and the grandma's jerk. Nobody knows.
That is true. Fair. Grandma, this is a situation where everybody was in their fields for sure, because nobody called nobody.
Right. Fair enough.
Grandma really didn't have to kick him out. That is true. That's valid.
Yeah, but he was jumping and he wouldn't stop. And she told him to knock it off.
That's her grandbaby. Why would granny kick him out knowing he'd got nowhere to go on a 12-hour trip? The lesson is what? I ain't going to let you stay here for jumping and being safe?
Well, being a grandparent's different than being a parent.
You got to let him do more. Exactly. Grandparents normally don't care.
She's like, this is not my problem. Go grandparents, home to your parents.
The grandparents are the ones that'll bring a trampoline inside the house for the grandchild, but yell at the kid for bringing in shoes inside the house.
But I love it how Roger can't get a word in edgewise because you and I are arguing.
No, we're arguing. Roger started this.
Yeah, Roger, what?
Wait a minute. Did Deasy just call this 18-year-old a child? No.
No.
Grandma kicked him out because he wasn't listening. You already know. Deasy, you can't go to your grandma's house at 18. You can't go to your grandma's house at 5 and
listen,
though,
I sure didn't take my laundry home for many years after I turned 18. I'm not going to lie, Roger.
See, Roger.
Showed up with the laundry basket like, hi, Mom.
Mommy.
Okay.
But they didn't really look at the danger he put himself into.
No.
I mean, you know, anything could have happened in those 12 hours, and nobody knows.
I do agree. I do agree completely.
Okay, you got me back around with safety, and now mom's back.
Mama Bear. So he says jerk, though.
Yeah. All right, Roger.
All right, you guys. Have a good day.
Much love, man. Peace. Glad to hear from you. Happy to hear you doing better.
Yes. He was sick. Everybody's been so sick.
He was big sick.
Last but not least, let's go to Anna in Milwaukee, who has her own theme song. And I know her boys are older now. Because she's listened for so long. I remember when they were little. They're like, you know, what, maybe 20s now? All right, go ahead. Let's ask her. She may really have a good opinion on this.
Hey, she's the decider. We're split.
How old are your kids?
They're 22 and 26 now.
She knows. She's right in this wheelhouse.
Grown-ish babies.
Thinking they can drive 12 hours.
Are any of them still living at home?
One of
them
is my 22, yes.
Okay, so let's say...
This is you.
Is he the jerk for not telling him they got kicked out?
Yeah, to me, he's a jerk, yeah. Because like you said, 12 hours is a long drive. You know, here I'm thinking you're at grandma's house, but yet you're driving somewhere.
And then
I think the grandma is also a jerk because it's like, why aren't you telling... Hey, I kicked him out. He's on his way home, I think, or something like that.
Right.
Or
there was no communication.
Maybe grandma wasn't thinking he was going to drive home. Mm-hmm. Grandma was thinking he was just going to go to the friend's house, spend the night, and then come back over in the morning or something. But no, grandbaby out here got petty back and was like, fine, I'm driving the 12. I'm going to gas up and go.
Lori in Cedarburg texted in and said, I know someone this happened to. He's the jerk. Dang, maybe you know this person, Lori.
Hey, but not Anna.
Yeah,
Anna
and it's
really...
also, you know, and like I would tell my kids, you know, you live in my house. It's just a common courtesy to tell me, hey, I'm doing this.
Sure.
So then I don't, you know, you don't worry about, like I said, like what if I woke up and you got into an accident? I'm thinking, how did that happen?
Right.
You hate to hear my house, my rules, but it really is my house, my rules.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, exactly.
All right. Well, so that's it. It's a jerk move, then.
Jerk move.
For sure. Yep. All right. Anna, thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you. Love you guys.
We lay you back. Have a good day.
I love you, too. I love it how all of our listeners are really in the mode of saying love you.
It's heartwarming, ain't it?
You know, because if your parents don't say love you, at least Allie and DZ do.